Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today. Today we're in Psalm 119, verse 86. We read, the psalmist declares, "All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me." Three things that he says. I'm going to start with the end here, where he prays, "Help thou me." I love the way he prays. He prays, well, quite often the way I pray, simple, short, but really precise to what the Lord wants. You know, of course, what they were doing, they were shooting arrows at him. We've been talking about this as we've been going through Psalm 119, how they were looking to trip him up in any way that they could, because he stood for the Lord. And so now he's looking for help. His response truly is a simple prayer, help. You know, God hears you when you call upon him. The drowning person doesn't say some flowery speech as he's about ready to go under. He isn't standing there, you know, he's not floundering in the water and trying to say, like, you know, "Would you mind, please be really kind to me. If you have time, would you mind jumping in the pool and helping and save me from drowning?" No, they cry out, "Help, help, I'm drowning." And so this is kind of the picture that we see in how he's making a quick, simple plea unto God and say, "Help me." His prayer would be very, very specific because he was drowning. He wanted help and he wanted God to help him. Before he cried out, he says, "Help thou me." He made this declaration about God. He says, "All thy commandments are faithful." Notice he says, "All." There's not, you know, any of them that aren't good. See, earlier tells us that the law of the Lord is perfect. There's nothing wrong with God's word. The problem is me. It's sin in my heart in that I don't keep God's law like the way I should. You know, that we should love one another, be kind to one another, that we, you know, should do the Ten Commandments to the best of our ability. We should, you know, be praying. All the things that we see, the do's of the Bible, are very good. And we should be seeking to live according to what the Bible teaches us to do. And so he was saying that even to himself, "All thy commandments are faithful." They're faithful, otherwise they will not let you down. They've been tested over the period of time, over the time of history, in fact. And they've been found to be faithful and true. You can count on God's word. Maybe during your devotion today, as you're reading the scriptures, you'll find some promises of God that are speaking directly to you. I would encourage you to underline those and maybe meditate on them and memorize God's word, because they truly are faithful and they'll help us during our time of need. Then he tells us, "They persecute me wrongfully." Peter speaks about this in the first book called after his name, Peter, chapter 4, beginning in verse number 12. He writes to the believers and he says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you." Otherwise, there is going to be tribulations. There is going to be people who are going to speak wrongfully about us, that are going to sneer at us, that they're going to try to make fun of us, to discourage us. And Peter says, "Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, insomuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering." You know, Paul writes, he says that we should rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Paul was able to do that and able to keep that in mind because I believe that he saw the end goal. He kept eternity first place within his life. Even as Jesus spoke about the kingdom of heaven, Paul thought about the kingdom of heaven, not only in his writings, but the things, as you see in the book of Acts, as he was out preaching the word. See, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This world that we're living in right now will fade. It's about ready to fall away and disappear. He says that we should be partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceedingly joy. Otherwise, Jesus is coming back. And the promise is that that's day is going to happen, and we're going to be rejoicing and be exceedingly glad. And then he goes on, Peter says, if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rest upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in another's matter, man's matter. If any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Otherwise, he says, if somebody's going to come after you, make sure we walk as believers. No, we're not busybodies. We're not gossipers. We're not, you know, taking part in the evil that men do. Because if they do come after that for that, then, quite frankly, we deserve the persecution. We deserve the scorn if we're not living a right life. But if we're called Christians and we claim to be born-again Christians, then let us live in the light. Let us walk in the light. Let us be honest men and women of integrity, caring and love one another. And he says, and if that's the case, you will be persecuted for that. And he says, and the beauty is that you won't be ashamed, but let them glory in God, in God's behalf. Otherwise, they did that to Jesus. They did persecute him. They even brought him to the cross on which he died. He suffered. But then he rose again after the third day. The promise is, as the psalmist prayed, he says, Lord, help thou me. And truly the help is, as we remember God's word, he promised that he would never leave us. He would never forsake us. That he's right there ready to help us in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Then the promise of his word, it is so faithful. The promise that one day soon he will come back for us. And we will reign with him in righteousness forever and ever and ever. Isn't that exciting, folks? As we finish here today, let me read it again. He says, all thy commandments are faithful. God's word is faithful. And then he goes on and he says, they persecute me wrongfully. They are wrong. And if you're being treated wrong, you know, the ones who are doing it, it is wrong. But turn to the Lord, even as our psalmist did. He turned to the Lord and he said, help thou me. God is there, ready to help you this day. So until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.